Network CBA Mobile.
And Voyager Z monitoring.
KB4 CBA.
Yeah, this is November 4, Uniform Zulu down here in Gray Court.
This is David, I'm mobile in Taylor's on White Hampton Boulevard, headed west.
Well, yeah, I've been up there before.
So what's happening in Gray Court today?
A whole lot. Just kind of checking out the radio. I ain't been on radio in probably, to speak of, probably the last 10 years. I gotta get on here and make sure I get all the cobwebs blowed out of it and make sure it's still working, basically. November 4, Uniform Zulu, Mike, Gray Court.
It sounds good. The repeater, so I believe if it had any cobwebs there, you must have got rid of them. I tell you, well, welcome back to ham radio after 10 years. In the past, I've taken breaks from it. I was a lot busier with the other issues of life to really have a hobby to speak of, and but now that I'm retired, it's I have a lot more time on my hands, and I apologize if I get scratchy on the repeater. This is the scratchy section, or I'm coming up on it anyway, on White Hampton and 291.
Time or probably a couple hundred. It's a real size town right there.
Going westbound is pretty busy. Eastbound's not too bad. But, you just never know anymore. You get out here, it looks like, a lot of times it looks like rush hour in the middle of the afternoon. It's just really crazy.
Probably the last 8 or 9 years I worked before I retired, about 6 years ago, I drove 18-wheeler, and some of my routes were in Greenville and surrounding areas when I went local. I went over the road for a while, but when I started local, yeah, it was a different world when you got a 53-foot trailer you're dragging around, and you look at things a whole lot different.
I tell you what, I understand that they're really looking for truck drivers. I'm not really sure I understand what happened there, why all of a sudden there's a shortage. Do you have any ideas on that?
I've heard them talk about it. Somebody said they're paying them real good money and bonuses and all that kind of stuff right now, but I've been out of it so long, right? The only thing I know would maybe the companies, they treat their drivers bad, you know, and it's just a whole big ball of wax, so to speak.
I guess they just had enough of it, and people are getting out of it, and I can understand that. Been there and done that, not with driving an 18-wheeler, but I've had a job or two where I've had my fill. Oh, amazing, as everybody has. But anyway, well, I'm going to jump out of here for just a minute. I got to pick up a pizza. And the grandson wants pizza, and so we're going to have pizza.
I think you said your name was David. I didn't get you. I don't remember your call sign, but anyway, it was good talking with you. Just I'm trying to get back in here and maybe get back on a little while. I don't know. But yeah, all jobs have the same problem. You get a belly full, you got a belly full. We'll talk to you later, David. In 4 years, he might. We clear.
Taking a minute if you're still around. KB4CPA.
What?
B4CPA Mobile.